Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Roommates.
From hell.
If you got a roommate that was really, really bad, we want to talk about it because suddenly there's a bunch of stories in the news about it, and that's what how we plan our show.
Yeah, these people are just mean.
This one's really kind of over the top, but I can see you getting this way. You get very territorial about
my stuff.
Your stuff, especially food, I feel like. Cap'n Crunch.
I know.
Cap'n.
It's annoying.
Cap'n. Cap'n Crunch is a big deal. A 52-year-old dude named Dwayne Smith from Moundville, Alabama. Where was I at in Minnesota?
You were at Moundsville, Mound City, Moundville, Moundsville.
Moundsview.
View. Nice. Yeah.
Moundsview. Yeah. Not to be confused with Moundsville, Alabama. He went into his kitchen to get himself some of his Cap'n Crunch, but it was stale.
Uh-oh.
Because a roommate hadn't closed it up tight. I'll say this. You ever had cereal in a humid environment? Any chip? You got to just...
You're done.
You got to open it and you got to consume it.
Oh, I can't. Yeah.
Because like in Brazil, like we'd bring chips with us and you open a bag and everybody's like, ooh, let's just have a little and save it for later. It's like, no, you got to go. Go.
Because it just is nasty.
It just turns into like nasty, stale, whatever. Well, Dwayne Smith of Moundville, found out his roommate hadn't closed his Cap'n Crunch up.
Sacrilegious.
Started yelling at his roommate. So he said, first of all, you're missing teeth, so it's hard for you to eat. He was missing teeth.
He's
like, I can't eat stale cereal because I'm missing teeth. and maybe his roommate should take out his dentures and try the Cap'n Crunch to see what it's like. I don't know what this means. Anyway, when the roommate wouldn't take his teeth out to try the stale Cap'n Crunch,
it's on.
Dwayne hit him with an electrical cord.
Heck yeah, he did. Don't you...
Punishment fit the crime on that one there, buddy?
Heck, it's Cap'n Crunch. I know, it's hard.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
Which of the Cap'n Crunches is your jam?
I go with the regular one.
Sans Crunch Berries, communist?
No, I'll switch to the both now and then, but I always go back to the regular. What? Then they've just made Crunch Berries by themselves. I could
Yeah, the
that
Oops one. Only Crunch Berries? That's an amazing cereal.
So in your family, it's always got to be Crunch Berries.
Or?
Not peanut butter.
The peanut butter ones are really
No, good. It's not peanut butter. That's the
worst. Oh my, what do you mean it's what?
That's the worst.
Is it, why?
Bleh. You just want the regular old Cap'n Crunch taste.
But you know what's weird? Even with the peanut butter ones,
what?
Even though they're the round balls. So Cap'n Crunch is a lot like nacho cheese Doritos in the amount of damage that they do to the roof of your mouth.
I'll give you that.
They're just like, it's just like, yeah. But the round balls of the peanut butter ones, you would think they're round, but they still do the same thing. There's enough Cap'n Crunch mojo in them that they
just
still
rip out,
ruin the oh. Yeah, the like when I eat a box of Cap'n Crunch, it takes me about a week or two to heal my mouth.
You're just all shredded.
You know, like that. I'm like, yeah. Gargle carbon dioxide, not carbon monoxide.
No,
hydrogen peroxide.
You don't know.
Hydrogen peroxide. I put that in my mouth. Anyway, Dwayne has been arrested for domestic violence.
Well, it was justifiable though. Electric cord, Cap'n Crunch stale. Yeah.
I'm gonna say you're not that far off.
Okay.
All right, let me ask you this one. What would you have to do to somebody to make them cook your ferret?
I know. This is over the top.
Police are accusing a New Hampshire woman of killing her roommate's pet ferret. It was found dead in a smoke-filled oven.
Jeez.
When they got there, they found a burned item in the oven. They cleared the building and found the ferret.
Oh, my God. Wasn't it over, like, laundry or petty argument?
It doesn't say what it was over, but I assume so.
It's always
something
small and insignificant.
Just, yeah. Oh, my God, you used some of my toothpaste.
Yes.
And that's, like, when I had roommates, they were, like, if I used their shampoo, although I didn't need a lot of shampoo, they would lose their mind.
They would know.
Yeah, they were, I mean, we're on college, right? So you didn't have a ton of money.
Oh, so you pay attention to
you remember how long my hair was back then, right?
You used half their bottle.
Well, yeah, it's like I'd grab
plus
their bottle of Mane and Tail and go crazy making my hair look good.
So they would get pissed at you.
They would get it. And then, as you know, if you remember this, two of my three roommates were former lifeguards.
That's right.
And could fashion a towel into a rat tail so fast and leave welts on you like...
They make you run the gauntlet. When it, snap, snap, snap. Never going to lose our shampoo, our Pert Plus never, again.
You think I would use a combination shampoo and conditioner my beautiful hair?
At first, maybe, but until they switched you over to mane and tail or...
Or what? Aveda cherry almond bark.
Okay. That's what your roommates use or you're using?
Okay, here's the thing. At the end of all this talking, we want you guys to call with Roommate from Hell Stories, but I feel like we've gotten you down into the weeds on what's the best Cap'n Crunch and which hair product did
cherry bark.
Use? Cherry bark. Dude.
Almond. Oh, my bad.
This was like...
I used to make treats out of almond bark. Oh, there's... They make a cherry almond bark?
It was. I think this was a Paul Mitchell. It was like cherry and almond.
You spent some money, didn't you?
Oh, it was worth some money.
It was odd.
You saw my hair.
Well, yeah,
it looked amazing.
Okay.
Another person walked in on their roommate using their peanut butter.
Oh, that's annoying.
As shaving cream.
Okay, why? What? What? That's just, how can you?
I've used a lot of different things as shaving cream.
Like what?
You've never been desperate?
No, they make more shaving cream.
I know, but when you're like, you're home, you know, you got to shave and you need something. I've tried everything. I've tried lotion. I've tried sudsing it up. Doesn't really work. I've tried lotion. Not great. Peanut butter is not a terrible idea.
Yes. All of the above is a terrible idea. If you can't pull your razor through any of your 9-blade razor.
Yes, you can.
No, you just don't use anything.
Mm-hmm. Another woman was these are all roommate stories, by the way. Anybody calling with roommate stories yet? Nope. Nothing. another woman was filling her roommate's water bottle with toilet water.
Right. What the heck?
And her roommate eventually got sick. I almost call BS on this. Like, I think you could drink toilet water.
Out of the tank, but not out of the bowl.
Yeah, tank. If you upper decker it.
Yeah,
you
but can. Not the bowl.
Yeah, the bowl is bad.
No, but she lost a lot of weight.
She did. Yes, it was a good 20-year-old woman has been charged with adulteration of food or liquid with bodily injury. So this is what we're looking for. If you are the bad roommate, or you were, or you had a bad roommate.
Yeah, you stole someone's cherry bark. Paul
cherry,
Mitchell.
It's Aveda. Maybe that one was an Aveda one. Dang it. Can't remember if the cherry almond was Aveda or... We just want to point out something. Little D's on vacation this week, so this is how loose the show's going to be.
He's usually the good cop, bad cop. Keep us in line, but I don't know if that's going to...
If you've got a roommate from hell, we want to hear the story all about it. Jessica?
Yay.
Yay. Roommate from hell.
I was the roommate from hell.
Oh! Yay! What happened?
I had sex in my roommate's bed.
Heck yeah, you did.
Why?
She would always get on me for not picking up. I mean, and I wasn't the most perfect person, but it wasn't that bad. So she would always take my stuff and just throw it on top of my bunk, and I got tired of it. So one night after night at the bar, I came back and had sex in her bed.
So what I'm getting from this is you're a slob, and then you punished her for pointing out that you're a slob by doing slobbenly activities in her bed, and then you left.
I did. I moved out 3 days later.
Oh, wait a second. So you made it abundantly clear that that's what
Yes. Did you make it clear that you had relations in her bed?
I never told her.
Oh, that's even.
I feel bad now thinking about it. It's been like 12, 13 years.
And now you have a soul. Yeah. Man, when I was in college, though.
No.
Soulless no soul. Relations person. I'd do it in anybody's bed. All right. Yeah. You were definitely a bad roommate. Thank you, Jessica. Corey?
Yay.
Yay.
Bad roommate from hell.
So I had this friend who when she was in college, she has a really bad gluten allergy, and she had this roommate who would use her utensils and eat gluten, and then she would get really, really sick.
Damn.
And this roommate would not listen to her, and the roommate also had really bad hygiene and left like clumps of hair and stuff all over their dorm.
Jeez.
Did she just have the sensitivity, or was she actually celiac? Because then that's like attempted murder.
Yeah, you could die.
She's celiac.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Was this person just evil to the core?
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, I mean, can't you turn them in? I mean, I don't know if you can turn somebody in for like, but that's kind of attempted murder.
Yeah.
Like oh my God. So what'd you do to get rid of him?
Well, so her roommate was actually, she was an international student. And so she didn't really understand that celiac was a thing. And so basically the next year she just reported it and was like, look, I don't want an international roommate anymore. And so then they were able to move her.
Wow. That, I mean, she's lucky she didn't die. So she had to wash everything before she put it in her mouth, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dang.
That is a terrible roommate from hell. Thank you. Blake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roommate from hell.
All right. So my roommate, when I go to make breakfast in the morning, I buy all these supplies. And he's very into psychedelics, specifically LSD. And he'll take that, and it'll keep him up all night, and he'll eat all of my breakfast food for the next morning. So when I go to make it in the morning for work, it's already gone.
I am sorry. Give me a second here. I have to ask my resident drug expert, Steve. Well, yeah. Do psychedelics make you hungry?
It never really did for me, but with the combination of drinking and doing other substances, yes.
You did get
towards
hungry.
Towards the end of the night, big time.
So then, but then aren't you tripping? And so you don't really know what you're eating. You're just shoving whatever in your head. Okay. What'd you do? Did you finally take away his psychedelics, kick him out, or stop bringing food home?
No, I started hiding all the food.
You'd have to.
It's a better plan.
Otherwise we'll get into it.
Well, thank you for the call. That's a roommate from hell. Deb.
Hi.
Roommate from hell. What'd you got?
So I had a roommate when I lived in Florida, and she would invite all sorts of guys over all the time to do, obviously, whatever.
Yeah. Relations. Florida relations are the best kind.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
So to get back at her and all the boys, I decided to make a tuna sandwich, which was made out of cat food. Her and the guy ate it up because I was, I was telling her about how great it was and how excited I was to eat it when I came home from work. Anyway, so she decided to get into it, her and the guy, and they were sick for a couple of days.
So she would have relations and then eat your food.
On my bed, man. On my bed.
Oh, that's what the...
Wait a minute. The relations on your bed or the food on your bed? Or both?
Well, I don't know about the food.
That is just nasty.
In the living room once.
Wait a minute, but so you can get sick from eating?
Over the dining room table.
Okay,
everywhere.
Well,
yeah.
I'm hoping you're describing places they eat your tuna and not the other thing.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.